My dad told me I heard this on Father's Day, he was the very first person at a concert to ever yell out "Free Bird," ironically.
Yeah. So what's up, Stevie Ray?
Matt Kimball. We are at HP Discover.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. We don't get here enough.
No.
And it is day one, and we thought we'd do a quick wrap-up of what we learned and heard today. And we'll do this every day during the conference like we've done at others.
Let's do that, Stevie Ray.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Busy morning so far, huh?
Busy morning, and you and I were talking before the thing, because we're both doing write-ups on this, and there's just a lot. There's a lot of themes.
Yes.
Right? And there's... not a lot of product announcements, but a lot of contextualizing products more toward the themes, right? So for HPE, it's kind of all about hybrid IT, which means a bunch of things, right? It means hybrid cloud.
Yep.
It means multi-cloud. Multi-cloud kind of includes, you know, things like GreenLake capacity as a service or infrastructure as a service.
Yep.
Edge is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Software defined, if I didn't say that, which in my mind includes things like SimpliVity and Synergy, and there's a new announcement we'll talk about in a minute. You had brought up, you pay attention to the partner summit, right, which happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So there's focus.
Criticality of partners to their success.
Mid-market.
Mid-market, super important to them. Intelligence is a term I've heard used. And I've heard used over and over again.
Yeah, they talk about the intelligent infrastructure everywhere they talk about infrastructure.
Yeah.
And I think it goes beyond InfoSight, although that seems to be the leading example, right? And they've been very aggressive in the 2 years since they've acquired NIML. I think it's been 2 years last month.
Yeah.
And getting InfoSight supporting everything.
Yeah.
Not everything, but certainly across a broad swath. Today is one of the announcements, for example. They announced InfoSight support for SimpliVity,
mm-hmm.
right? They announced, I don't know what else they announced.
A bunch of stuff. Do you want to go through the announcements first, or you want to go through general takeaways first, or how do you want to
do it? I mean, there are announcements, and maybe I'll just rattle some off, and we won't necessarily go deep right here.
Yeah.
And we can do that later, or people who listen to us can go read our Forbes pieces. You know, HPE, HCI is important to them. They have the SimpliVity offering.
Yep.
They announced some partnerships a couple months back, right, with Nutanix publicly, which caused some confusion, I think, in the marketplace, where people were thinking that maybe, and I certainly did my share of speculating, that maybe their play was not necessarily SimpliVity, but, you know, they see the writing on the wall and Nutanix is the way.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very clear in every session that we've attended today that it is SimpliVity.
Yes.
Nutanix is there for partners and deals that need Nutanix.
Yep. Choice.
Choice. And to that end, right, they announced three or four updates to SimpliVity.
Yeah.
Which weren't necessarily expected. They did a new 1U form factor based on the DL385.
325 from AMD.
Yep. And that's AMD EPYC into the SimpliVity line.
Yeah, it's single socket. Lots of power in it. 32 cores,
yeah.
Bunch of memory.
It's a density play. It's a 1U package.
Yeah.
It can work in the same federation as other SimpliVity units. I'm not sure about migration across, but from a management plane perspective.
And they also talked about that in context of Edge. So doing a ruggedized container
mm-hmm.
that allows you to drop it into space-constrained, power-constrained,
right.
Environmental-constrained, or not constrained, but challenged, I guess, spaces. Which is interesting.
Yes, agreed, right? So you did say they target that at Edge, which, you know, comes a week after Scale Computing released an HCI product for Edge, which I'm about to write about. But, if you think about Edge as kind of a micro data center, HCI makes a lot of sense there. I don't know that that's HP's mainstream play, and Edge has a broad definition. I think in SimpliVity's mind, Edge includes Robo and Branch Office and convenience stores, which is where it might make a lot of sense, more than these IoT kind of Edge plays.
And you're lacking IT expertise in those locations, right? So, so HCI is a perfect deployment model for, if you will, for getting that Robo up and running.
Right, so they got the new 385.
325. I keep saying
385
is a dual socket.
Yes.
But they do the 380. They have a new 380 offering in SimpliVity that is storage.
So that's their archive node. Mm-hmm. I think I say this right, right? So, you know, for HCI solutions that aren't necessarily integrated to an IT infrastructure that has kind of a deep archive capability, right? We can now deploy this new archive node.
Yeah.
And it's a mix of traditional hard drives and SSDs. It's not just an all-flash solution.
Yeah.
So it's a nice addition, right? So it kind of sits in that spot between, you know, I'm kind of a small, medium-sized business deploying HCI, and I'm an enterprise that's got maybe a more comprehensive storage strategy.
I'm curious about the choice for the 380 on that. You and I talked about it. You and I talked about it earlier, but it's, you know, if you... I'm not an AMD fanboy, as you know, but if you look at the 385, they've got a lot more PCI lanes available, which means you should be able to get more storage in that box. But they chose to go with the Xeon-based 380. I'm kind of curious as to, just because of Gravity, you know, there's so many more Intel options in their portfolio, or if there was some other reason for that.
So I don't know the answer. Right,
right.
And it may be that they had software stack that just worked on that platform. This is not a case where I want to migrate workloads, right, because it's an archive node. So
sure.
It really doesn't matter what the CPU is.
Yeah. No, it's not. And if you remove the CPU from the equation entirely, you just have a lot more capacity inside that 385.
Right.
You have more capacity in the 385 than you do the 380.
Yeah. I mean, oftentimes when we do these kind of products, it's, you know, what do I have available in the manufacturing line that I can build quickly?
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then maybe that evolves over time.
And that might be your answer right there.
Yeah. And we're also making an assumption just because of the numbering that it's actually based on that DL 380.
I think it is.
Yeah,
me too. Otherwise, they wouldn't have called it the DL380 based.
Right. The other piece of SimpliVity news is now supports InfoSight.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is all now also part of Anthos offerings.
Yeah.
They announced a new software stack that runs on Nimble and ProLiant servers that they're calling DHCI with a lowercase d.
Yeah. Explain this one to me, will you?
Which killed my spell checker as I was writing it down. So what this is, it's an HCI-like stack, right? So you get the simplicity and manageability of HCI.
Yep.
But without the constraints of the appliance form factor, right? So you manage it through vCenter plugins. It runs on Nimble servers and can scale compute out against ProLiant servers.
Yep.
And scale storage across Nimble arrays, right? So what you get is, so the D in the DHCI stands for disaggregated. So you can scale storage and compute separately.
So it's CI with HCI management.
It's CI light, and we talked about themes in mid-market, and they said right very explicitly this targets the mid-market.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this sits above a space where, you know, HCI might be too constraining, but CI might be a little too off-putting for either the workload or the organization.
Yeah. Too complex from a management perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, it's an interesting product in their lineup. It doesn't really. I can't think of what to compare it to, right, in terms of their competition. So it'll be interesting to see if it flies. I think it's a, you know, good technology, but positioning that between SimpliVity and Synergy is going to be tricky.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's a space they're trying to occupy that wasn't there before, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to create a space.
Yep.
Yeah.
While we're talking about CI, the other announcements, there's now container support for Anthos. This follows on their Anthos offerings back when Google made their announcement a few months ago. They announced a new high-end storage array called the Primera.
Yeah.
Which it's not part of the 3PAR line, but it derives from 3PAR. Right? My understanding is it takes the ASIC that 3PAR used. It's the next generation ASIC. They put it in a box. They change the software a little bit, it sounds. They describe it as kind of container-based, where all the data services live in containers. And it looks a lot like, when I look at that picture, how Dell EMC talks about their midrange.next, which we expect to announce at some point, right? So, you know, that'll position them at the high end. So now they have, you know, kind of Nimble at the low mid-range and mid-range. 3PAR sits above that, and then Synergy above that. I'm sorry, Primera above that.
And who would you... You mentioned Dell, but who else is out there that you would kind of compare this against?
So I think Primera competes against HP's fighting against Dell and Pure.
Yeah.
And it's PowerMax on the Dell side and Pure Flash Array X on the Pure side, right? Both stellar offerings.
Yeah.
I think what this does, HP is not hurting for storage products, right? I think
right.
we saw and we talked about this before last quarter. IDC numbers show, HP storage was up 25% year over year in a 5% market.
Yeah.
They're not hurting. They're learning how to sell storage. But what this does is it kind of closes the gap at the high end.
Yeah.
And, it has features that are targeted toward the high end, like multi-tenancy support and things like that.
Yeah.
How that rationalizes over time with 3PAR, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
And it will depend on the marketing pickup, right?
But it's nice to see them making moves, right?
Mm-hmm.
This, in general, with them, and not to go from product to themes, but one of the things I do like, you mentioned it wasn't overwhelming with product announcements. There was a lot of contextualizing of those products.
Yes.
And kind of showing kind of relevance and how they're responding to the competitive threats out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those very specific
yes.
actual announcement, but very specific, kind of response to threats, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I like where they landed with their storage and HCI. Right?
Yeah.
It's a compelling portfolio that they need to go sell. The other big theme... was Intelligent Edge.
Intelligent.
And I was kind of zoned out during that presentation, so what did you pick up?
So I've always thought that HPE had a very strong edge story. They were, to me, if you think about edge, right, you step back and you think about edge, there is network edge, there is industrial edge, and those are two entirely different animals, right? And even in industrial, you have... your water treatment plants, you have your oil rigs, you have your retail outlets. I mean, it's so vastly different. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought that they've done a really good job of kind of attacking that industrial edge by not just taking boxes, ruggedizing them, and putting them out there, but, building in kind of aggregation points and integration points for, operational technology to kind of integrate with information technology. They've done that, and then they've doubled down on that. The ecosystem is growing. The products that they're deploying, they announced it a little bit ago, but they kind of highlighted it yesterday, the Edgeline 8000 that they're putting down into the market. Incredible. Their OT Link software that kind of takes mm-hmm. OT and IT and ties it together. Fantastic job. And then the integration of InfoSight for... kind of bring intelligence down,
yes.
the additional security they've built into the box and their zero trust kind of theme, if you will, that all ties into what, the edge is all about, right? It's collecting data, aggregating data, transforming data, doing it securely, and doing it both in connection with the cloud in the data center and doing it when that connection is down, right?
And also the ability to remotely manage and deploy and quick, right? How do I manage a lights out data center is a question as old as data centers.
Yeah.
But Edge complicates that problem because of the environments those live in.
Right.
We saw a flurry of announcements, and I'm not going to detail them all, from Aruba, right? There's new provisioning stacks with SD-WAN, SD-Branch, all part of their software-defined orchestrator.
Yep.
There's new analytics and insurance capabilities, again, coming back to this theme of intelligence.
Yep.
What else? They did announce an appliance that they're doing with Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's called Secure Edge Data Center Microsoft Azure Stack Appliance.
Yep.
Which they're going to do co-go-to-marketing with Microsoft.
Correct.
I think I saw on the slide.
Yep. Yeah. And it's not to go directly to the Azure component of this, but if you think about what we just said, right? I mean, there are all these components that make an edge deployment actually work.
Right.
They've aligned product releases and refreshers that kind of speak directly to how you make that edge
mm-hmm.
more dependent or more independent of kind of the data center. And how you make it work independently, but also integrate back into the cloud and so on and so forth. And that's what I really, really like about what they did. And we talked earlier about HCI being, a good deployment model
mm-hmm.
for a lot of edge. Sometimes it's not, right? And this just shows the comprehensiveness of HPE in this space, of their solutions in the space. So, yeah. One last thing I want to talk about there, sorry, is they've also spun up a services group that is focused. It's not a point next thing, but it's a focused on getting those industrial edge deployments up and running quickly, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's so much that has to go on. Dedicated team, dedicated best practices, focused on kind of how you get, you know, get that first car off the assembly line.
Yeah, and they're calling it their edge or IoT center of excellence.
Exactly.
And then there's a corresponding group, I think, in HP Labs.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dr. Tom Bradish is involved in both of those.
Yeah, and the service itself is called Fast Start Condition Monitoring, and it's you know, you go from zero to 60 in 90 days or less, which is pretty unheard of when it comes to OT and IT.
Sure.
So really cool story. So,
sorry. Yeah, and that aligns with, I mean, we're seeing edge everywhere. We were at Lenovo a couple of weeks ago, and they talked about they are spinning up a dedicated edge group, right, looking for a leader now, and that'll be something.
Yep.
And, of course, Dell EMC, it's edge to core to cloud.
Yes, and they have their own dedicated IoT group.
Yep, and everybody has kind of a different way of talking about it. I like how HP calls it edge is the third location.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
You have the data center, the cloud, and now the edge.
Yep.
Which is another way of saying edge to core to cloud. Not to take anything. I mean, you know.
But it gives it first, you know, kind of first person status or first citizen status with, you know, with cloud and the data center.
Oh, it definitely does. I think in 3 years we've gone from IoT as something we all need to understand to all of these giant OEMs are investing lots of money in this. HP has the technology, right? Both, you know, we saw some presentations around silicon and security, and they just have a lot of raw IP,
and
never mind the products that they can leverage that can really help solve this problem.
What I like about also what they're doing is if you look, you know, and I've talked to some players in this space, both SIs, technology providers, solutions providers, who will tell you that a lot of the OEMs, they go in and you build a ruggedized box and you have this IT, you're forcing IT onto a water treatment plant or a manufacturing floor, right? Instead of looking at things from the perspective of that OT environment, that water treatment plant, that manufacturing floor, and HPE is really kind of coming at it from that other side.
Right.
Because it really is all about the ecosystem.
Sure.
And
HP has always been, I mean, from early days, right, strong in the partner ecosystem.
Yep.
There's a lot of partner announcements that we saw fly by.
Yeah.
We'll be going down to the show floor in a little while when it opens up, and I expect we'll see a lot more, right? So HP is all about partners.
Yeah.
And that's an area where it's going to be important. We're, you know, edge and partners.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's partners ecosystem, and then there's partners channel, right? And I think what we heard today and a little bit of yesterday is the importance of those partners and HPE's success long term and how you have to find ways to enable them. And then we look at GreenLake and how they're trying to make this very channel friendly, and they build a channel, what do they call it, Channel Edge Institute for channel partners to figure out how to, you know, add value to the HPE solutions. They're really looking for ways for channel partners to take this and drive it into market and do it with enthusiasm, which I think is a smart move.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Point Next. They talked a lot about Point Next and Edge and how that might evolve. I don't think Point Next, as you raised the point, right, is necessarily applicable today as is.
Yeah.
It's going to require a little bit of tweaking, but they're already thinking those thoughts and saying those words.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So we good.
Yeah.
So I think that's all the announcements we covered. We've been talking now for about 15 minutes. So we should let everybody go.
Is that it?
That's it, man.
We can go on longer if you
want.
No,
so we got more podcasts we're going to deliver this week.
Yeah. We got some
special guests, some technology folks from Dell that will talk about various topics.
From where?
HPE. They're going to fire me. All right, so listen in for that.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. It's been a long day.
Long day.
Let's go gamble.
Right on. Let's do it, man.
All right.
I have $10. Burning a hole in my pocket.